Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There is perhaps no other neighborhood that best represents Mayor Tom Menino's vision as urban mechanic than Roxbury's Dudley Square. The old Ferdinand Furniture Building anchors the redevelopment there. It's still being remodeled to make way for the new home of the Boston Public School Administration, but the exterior looks beautiful, even though the inside is still a work in progress. We spoke with people in the Dudley Square neighborhood to get a sense of what Mayor Menino meant to the revitalization of this area.
Whenever there was an opportunity for development to happen in the neighborhood that would benefit the residents, Mayor Menino made a point to try to point it in this direction. If you look up the street at Dudley Square, the school department is going to be there, and that's a Menino decision, and we really appreciate the economic development that will come from that.
Chris Jones is executive director of the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative. He says that while Menino is sure to be missed, he's hopeful Menino's vision lives on.
I think when you have a strong leader like Mayor Menino, you always worry to some degree about his absence. One of the things that relieves some of that worry is that the values will carry on, and those values are neighborhoods matter.
The Haley House Cafe, just outside Dudley Square, is another reflection of Menino's push for redevelopment. It's been an important part of the community since 2005, employing people who are transitioning out of incarceration. It said Menino favored the homemade blueberry pie here, stopping in on occasion to bring one home to share with his wife, Angela. It's here we met Elisa Hunter and Mukaji Ambila, both of Dorchester, and both aware of Tom Menino's presence in the community over the years.
Think about how much he contributed to the city, how visible he was, how present he was in communities of color, and it's just a great loss and the end of an era under which I grew up in.
You think a place like Haley House would be possible if it weren't for Mayor Menino?
Well, think about his commitment to the city and his support of different ventures, and because of the community that it serves and the way it brings people together, possibly not.
I was a little kid in school, and I remember he came to my school at one point, and I met him, and so he's just been around for so long, and regardless of your politics and whether you agree with him or not, he's definitely the face of Boston. His work with a lot of community organizations, I know my community, Four Corners that in Blue Hill, that had a lot of violence and to empower community groups and advocacy groups, you know, to be able to grow, I think is transforming.
To help fight violence in the community, Mayor Menino recruited a young Reverend Jeffrey Brown in the early years of his administration. Brown, now associate pastor of the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury and former executive director of the 10 Point Coalition, says the most remarkable transformation he witnessed during Menino's time in City Hall was around public safety.
Roxbury, Mattapan, and Dorchester were plagued with horrible violence at the beginning of the mayor's tenure. The mayor took a chance on innovation and worked with a few little-known clergy like myself and brought together what I would call traditionally conflicting constituencies, Black clergy, Latino clergy, and the police department to try to bring the violence down in the city. It had a remarkable result.
So is this neighborhood all the poorer today for Tom Menino's passing, or did he leave a strong enough foundation, or maybe more than a foundation, so that the work goes on?
I think the wonderful legacy of this man, of this leader of the people, is that this neighborhood recognizes that they are the richer because of his presence in our lives. I'm not saying that everything is perfect, but when you were under the leadership of Mayor Menino, you knew there was hope. You knew that there was someone there in the office with a listening ear, and he was someone who wanted to be the mayor of everybody.